As much as I talk about the 50mm lens here on this blog and how much I like it, I often talk about how it can be kind of limiting. Like a few weeks ago, I had a photo of a room and I spent a good deal of that post and the audio commentary talking about how the 50mm lens in a crop sensor camera is super limiting and blah, blah, blah. Well, this photo here is kind of the opposite. It's a great lens combination for outdoor shots, kind of like this one. They've been doing a lot of construction on campus lately at Oklahoma State University, and I was walking past the building. This is our Atherton Hotel. It's sort of our on-campus, real live training program hotel for our hotel and restaurant management students. And it's this really fancy, kind of high-class hotel that's used to teach students how to run a hotel. Anyway, they're renovating a big portion of it. I think they're adding condominiums. And I was walking past and I saw this crane on top of the hotel with this scaffolding around it. And I thought this would make a really cool photo. And thankfully, as I often do, I had my D200 with my 50mm lens. Woohoo! I could get some pictures. And I took some that I was really happy with. And this one struck me for two reasons. Number one, it's based on a photo, or roughly based on a photo, that I took a year and a half ago. There's a link to it in the blog right up, and the photo is called Control, but it's really just because there's a control valve on top of a building. There's no like deeper meaning or anything. It's just a valve. And this composition here is quite similar in that there's a building and the subject is kind of on the top right-hand portion of the photo, and you see this big blue sky. If you look at the two, you'll see some similarities. And I kind of see this one as an iteration on the original, not retaking it, but iterating on it. And I also like this because there's a sense of motion here with the straps blowing in the wind. And if you go to the blog, you'll see another photo. It's almost exactly the same, except there's no wind and it looks super boring and dull. And I like that this photo has a clear sense of movement, almost like that crane hook is dancing. And I know that sounds a little cheesy, but it's kind of cool like that. I shot this at f4, ISO 100, 1/750th of a second. F4, by the way, is my go-to aperture for outdoor pictures, and I kind of go bigger or smaller from there. And once again, it worked out just fine. The lesson here is if you're not sure what to photograph, and I know that happens to a lot of people, look up. And I don't mean like look up from your phone, but I mean look up, physically look up, tilt your head back. And we often see what's right ahead of us, or maybe what's down below us. But honestly, we rarely take the time to look up. And the next time you're by a building or by a house or by some trees, just tip your head back and see what's up there. You know that stereotypical image of tourists in New York walking around with their heads tipped back because they can't believe how big the skyscrapers are? Well, own it, man. Be that person today and see what kind of photos you can get as a result.